All right, take your Bibles, turn to John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Lord, give me grace tonight. I thought I was going to forget the words of that song, and I didn't know what I was going to make up if I did. You know the story of Nicodemus. John 3:1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. I mean, we know that. He says, for we know that no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Nicodemus couldn't figure this thing out. He asked him a question. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And that defines the flesh, born of the flesh, and born of the Spirit. The flesh is the being born of water, and the Spirit is born of the Spirit. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. All right, just a second here, and we're going to move on. But Nicodemus, of course, was a religious leader. It says in our text that he was a Pharisee and that he was a ruler of the Jews. So here it says that he came to Jesus by night. Now, it don't say why he came by night, and we don't know that. Maybe he didn't want any of the other Pharisees to know that he was going to see the Lord, so he kind of snuck out in the dark to see the Lord. Jesus was very controversial. He raised a controversy everywhere he went. He created division among the religious leaders, the Pharisee religious leaders, when he showed up. And he was a threat and a reproach to the Pharisees. And the Pharisees were making a good living, convincing folks that they themselves were more religious and obviously much smarter than the other folks were. You'll see a lot of that in religion today. And they prayed where everybody could see them. They wanted to make sure everybody knew that they were a religious leader. They wore the long robes, all the attire that would show folks just how spiritual they were. And they loved for men to flatter and compliment on just how religious they were. I hate that. I get so disgusted with religion. I'll usually tell folks that you got to learn the difference between religion and biblical Christianity. We see what's going on with the church proper today, worldwide, and it's really gone into apostasy, accepting things that a generation ago would. Folks would have just thought was crazy. But they love for men to see them. And by the way, we still have those kind of folks today in churches, super spiritual, hypercritical. They'll tell you in a heartbeat how much of a rascal you are, but usually never admit to having any issues themselves. Now, I happen to know for a fact that I've got more issues than Sports Illustrated. And probably some of you, all of you here probably have some issues you have to deal with. We preached the other day on that verse that struck me where the guy said, pray about, and the plague of the heart. Every man's got a plague of his own heart. It said of his own heart, that plague. And we need to find those things, recognize them, and give it to God and say, God, I know I'm a mess. Thank you for your grace. How marvelous the grace. Thank you, God, for your mercy and grace. So Nicodemus here, he sneaks out one night to see the Lord, and evidently he was smarter than the average Pharisee because he wanted to ask the Lord some questions. He had some stuff he needed to check out with the Lord, and after seeing and hearing what the Lord had done, see, he had sense enough to know there was something going on that God was in the middle of. He just didn't have it figured out. And I'm sure it crossed his mind because so many people were against the Lord and all his Pharisee buddies were against the Lord. He probably thought, now just what if this is the Son of God? What if Jesus, this Jesus Christ is who he says he is? Wouldn't that be something? So, I mean, all the miracles he's done, we know that God's with him. He told the Lord that. The Lord looked, he goes to the Lord and asks these questions. We know that you're a teacher sent from God. And the Lord looks him right in the eye and said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Man, that had to knock him over. What's he talking about? He's trying to find out all this religious stuff, and the Lord says, hey, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. No doubt Nicodemus, a pretty smart fella, says he was a ruler of the Jews, but when the Lord told him he must be born again, man, he looked at the Lord like a calf looking at a new gate. What in the world is he talking about? It had to just really catch him off guard. And Nicodemus thought to himself, man, I'm sure he thought, man, I'm not a spring chicken. How can I be born again? In verse 4, it says, Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? And can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? I mean, he came right back at him. I don't know what you're talking about. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Now, notice here, the Lord didn't say, you ought to be born again. He didn't say, I think it would probably help if you were born again, or maybe he ought to be born. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's pretty much a done deal. As the lawyers would say in law, that's a bright line rule. You can't get past it. It kind of defines this whole salvation thing. Except a man be born again, he cannot. Not might not, but he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, you can rest the scriptures all that you want to around that verse. You can go to the Greek. You can go to the Hebrew. You can go to the native Arapaho or the Swahili. And the message is still going to be, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's still the message. You want to get to heaven? Tonight, the Lord said you must be born again. And now, Nicodemus wanted to know, how can I do that? That should be the question. How am I going to do that? I mean, can I be enter a second time into my mother's womb? And if most people today had the sense that Nicodemus had, you'd want to know that same thing. That's a fair question. Now, back in the day, when I was a journalism student at Miami-Dade Community College in Miami, Florida. My wife graduated from that college. I did. Andy Klein's wife, Franny, graduated from Miami-Dade Community College. But I started out as a journalism major. And back when they had journalism, when journalism was a real thing, not fake news, but... So, I remember dating a girl. Well, I shouldn't. She said, well, I'm a Christian, but I'm not one of those born-again types. You know what? You know the crowd. Hey, she evidently didn't have a clue that it was the Lord himself that said that. I like those folks that say, oh, I deny that, and not realizing that the Lord is the one that said it. The Lord said, know you not that from the beginning my Father created them male and female? From the Lord said that. You can believe what you want to. Just telling you what the Lord said. Isn't that how it is? You believe what you want to. You know, it's dealer's choice. It is dealer's choice. You take your pick. Huh. Journalism major. So many journalism hours required for a major. You major in criminal justice. There's so many criminal justice courses that you have to take in order to get a degree in criminal justice. I changed mine to criminal justice later on. But those courses within that field were required courses. It wasn't optional. There were other courses that if there was a class that you liked to take or wanted to take, it was an elective. That meant that you would choose or elect to take that class because you were interested in it, or you thought maybe it was a dumb class and you could pass it pretty easy. I've been through a few of those classes. I used to go, I don't want to tell on myself. You'd look over the classroom and you'd figure out if it had a whole lot of dumb-looking people in there and they graded on a curve, the professor graded on a curve, that's a class for you to get into. All right, let me move on. Okay. Now, anybody got an extra 600 in case that broke? Now, the Lord here told Nicodemus, what he told Nicodemus was not an elective. I mean, this isn't something that you can do if you want to. If you plan on going to heaven, this is required. It's essential. An absolute requirement for a man to see the kingdom of God was that a man be born again. Now, in those days in journalism, things you learned, there were five W's. Anybody remember that back in the day? Five W's. Who, what, when, where, why? And then usually a how after that. And that's a policeman writing their report. Who, what, when, where, why? And then how, you know. Well, you'd walk in the interview room and you'd say, hey, we know you did it. We just don't know why you did it. I know you did it, but I didn't. We know you did it. I mean. Oh, read school stuff. We know you did it. We just don't know why you did it. Why'd you do that? But I didn't. I don't want to hear that. Just why'd you do that? You'd have a. I don't want to tell our secrets here. Who, what, when, where, why? And then maybe how. And the who involved in the Lord's response takes in just about anybody. Whosoever will. That's anybody and everybody. The Bible says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So it's available to you. But God commendeth his love toward us. It means it's in our direction. It's available. That's the who. Anybody. He said, except a man. That includes me, includes you, includes whosoever will. Let him come. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a good word. Not might be, shall be. I remember as a probationer reading those laws. The way the law is written was all those technical points in how a law was written. If it said the court may, or they may do that, that's they might and they might not. But if it said shall, it's not an elective anymore. It's required. For whosoever, you, me, anybody, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's a done deal. And God can't back up on his word. God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He's holy and he has to do what he says he'll do because of his own holy character. I went through that with a lady at Ripley Crossing today. Marvel not. So what's the new birth? Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. For whatsoever is born of God, this is 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now that takes care of the who and the what. Do you have faith? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For by grace are you saved through faith. That faith has to, the object of that faith has to be Jesus Christ, because that's the provision that God gave for our sin was his son, Jesus Christ. Now that takes care of the who and what, and the when in the message has to do with right now. Man, this is something people should not put off. You shouldn't put this thing off. I remember one night in our old building over here, we had a rousing meeting, and a boy come forward and got saved, trusted Christ and got saved, and he wrecked his car and almost killed himself on the way home. Hit a tree or a pole, don't remember which. He could have gone out that quick. But he had sense enough, whether he did or whether he didn't. Fortunately, that night, he didn't. But he had the wherewithal to understand that he needed to be saved. 2 Corinthians 6:2, if he had put it off and got killed that night, there wouldn't have been any hope for him. He blew his opportunity. A lot of folks, you've heard me say in church, you'll have a house full here on Sunday morning. You'll say, hey, this may be the only time in someone's life here today that they get an opportunity to hear a clear-cut presentation of the simplicity of the gospel. 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. That means nurtured, held up. Succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Man, that Holy Spirit starts tugging on your heart. You need to act on it. Oh, come back another time. Who said that? Agrippa or Pilate? Come back a more convenient time. I've dealt with folks, well, don't think you wouldn't be good if you got saved. Well, not today. Yeah, one day, yeah, but not today. You don't know how much time you've got. Who, what, when? How shall we escape if we neglect? See, a lot of that's just neglect. My dad was 60 years old before he got saved. Thank God for keeping him alive. For what shall it profit a man, the Lord said in Mark? What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? James 4:13, go to now, you say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. You don't know what's going to happen. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Luke 12:20, the Lord told a man who was boasted of all that he had and the things that he was going to do with him. And the Lord told that man, said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. The Lord called him a fool. The who is whosoever will, and the what is the new birth, and by trusting in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and the when is right now. And as soon as you got sense enough conviction to do it, the Bible says repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And the where is right here. Don't let the moment pass. When you deal with folks, encourage them to not let the moment pass. Time is now fleeting or passing. The moments are passing. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Right now, right here, some of the old preachers used to say, we preach the Word of God, we preach the Bible as it is to men as they are. Right here. Right now. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear his voice, the who is whosoever will, what is the new birth? By trusting in Jesus Christ. When is right now, the where is right here. And that's pretty simple. Who, what, when, where? The last why. except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, God and man. And it says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's at the name of Jesus that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, all things under heaven. I forget exactly how that verse goes. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. One more question that Nicodemus asked the Lord, and that's the final question that every journalist, I guess, adds a who, what, when, where, and why, and that's the word how. That's the same question the Philippian jailer asked Paul and Silas. What must I do to get saved? How am I going to get this job done? Well, the job's already been done. You just have to embrace it. You have to receive it. The disciples asked the Lord, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus answered and said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. He came into his own, the Jew, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. How do you do it? Repentance toward God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, the simplicity of Christ. Want to go to heaven? Trust Jesus Christ. Want to go somewhere else? Trust your religion. Trust your church membership. Trust your sacraments. Trust the commandments. Trust the humane society you belong in. What must I do to be saved? Can you somebody throw that phone over here? All right. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. There's that word shall again, bright line rule. God won't back up on it. The Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. He don't change his mind about it. Hath he said, shall he not do it, or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? By two immutable things. One, that it's impossible for God to lie. Man, it's the veracity of God's word that I'm anchored to. I might doubt myself. I know I was real when I came to Christ. I knew I was a mess. I turned toward God. I believed Jesus Christ is who he said he was. And I said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And I can lose faith in myself, and I can lose faith in a lot of things, but I don't lose faith in the fact that I know God can't lie, and I know he's going to do what he promised to do. For we have exceeding great and precious promises whereby we become, how's that go? Partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What must I do to be saved? Evidently, Nicodemus thought he didn't quite, even though he didn't quite understand the Lord's answer, he must have got it. When he shows up later on, it's when the Lord was crucified. After the Lord's crucifixion, it was Nicodemus who showed up with the spices to anoint the Lord's battered body. Evidently, he got it figured out. And there came also, John 19:39, and there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Nicodemus fell in love with the Lord. He loved him enough to anoint his body for the burial. Who, what, when, where, why, and how the Lord identified with mankind, came to earth, took on the form of a servant, and died the cruel death of the cross, crucifixion, terrible death to die. And he did it willingly. He didn't have to. He said, no man take that. He said, I lay down my life. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. That's how he accomplished the atonement through his precious blood, the atonement for our sins. The how for you and I on the other hand, is simply embrace the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We appropriate it for ourselves. We receive it for ourselves. That's the simplicity of the gospel. I'm done. Everyone stand up tonight. We may get out of here 2 or 3 minutes early. That may be a record. But God is not willing that anybody don't get the message. He told those disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He'd like everybody to get saved, but he leaves the choice to you. Leaves the choice to me tonight. The altar's open. If there's a burden on your heart, if you're not settled in your salvation, for whatever reason, you want to pray for somebody, the altar's open as we sing tonight.